Overnight, Marcia had changed from a cheerful woman who was the life of the party into a haunted and depressed person filled with self-blame. She moved from classroom teaching into school administration because working directly with children had become intolerable. As for many parents who have lost children, their happy laughter had become a painful trigger. Even hiding behind her paperwork, she could barely make it through the day. In a futile attempt to keep her feelings at bay, she coped by working day and night. I was standing outside the scanner as Marcia underwent the procedure and could follow her physiological reactions on a monitor. The moment we turned on the tape recorder, her heart started to race and her blood pressure jumped. Simply hearing the script activated the same physiological responses that had occurred during the accident 13 years earlier. After the recorded script concluded and Marcia's heart rate and blood pressure returned to normal, we played her second script, getting out of bed and brushing her teeth. This time, her heart rate and blood pressure did not change. As she emerged from the scanner, Marcia looked defeated, drawn out, and frozen. Her breathing was shallow, her eyes were wide open, and her shoulders were hunched, the very image of vulnerability and defenselessness. We tried to comfort her, but I wondered if whatever we discovered would be worth the price of her distress. After all 8 participants completed the procedure, Scott Rauch went to work with his mathematicians and statisticians to create composite images that compared the arousal created by a flashback with the brain in neutral. After a few weeks, he sent me the results. I taped the scans up on the refrigerator in my kitchen, and for the next few months, I stared at them every evening. It occurred to me that this was how early astronomers must have felt when they peered through a telescope at a new constellation. There were some puzzling dots and colors on the scan, but the biggest area of brain activation, a large red spot in the right lower center of the brain, which is the limbic area or emotional brain, came as no surprise. It was already well known that intense emotions activate the limbic system, in particular an area within it called the amygdala. We depend on the amygdala to warn us of impending danger and to activate the body's stress response. Our study clearly showed that when traumatized people are presented with images, sounds, or thoughts related to their particular experience, the amygdala reacts with alarm, even as in Marcia's case, 13 years after the event. Activation of this fear center triggers the cascade of stress hormones and nerve impulses that drive up blood pressure, heart rate, and oxygen intake, preparing the body for fight or flight. The monitors attached to Marcia's arms recorded this physiological state of frantic arousal, even though she never totally lost track of the fact that she was resting quietly in the scanner.